Welcome to the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom podcast with Jacob Ayers, providing actionable content to help you along your journey to financial freedom through real estate investing. As the premier asset class, real estate has helped ordinary people just like you amass fortunes. The benefits of passive income from real estate investing will allow you to live a life you want. And now, your host, entrepreneur, real estate investor, and apartment deal syndicator, Jacob Ayers.
Hi, and welcome to the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom podcast, episode 38. You're listening to Friday Fundamentals with your host, Jacob Ayers. Today I come to you from the beautiful state of Maine. While I'm still taking some time away from my home city, Houston, Texas, my thoughts and prayers are with all of those still recovering from the recent Hurricane Harvey, as well as those being affected in Florida. If you'd like to donate to a good cause, a personal charity that I support is United Way. United Way has launched the United Way Relief Fund to help meet storm-related needs, and 100% of your gift to the United Way Relief Fund goes to help the neighbors and community recover from Hurricane Harvey. The topic of today's Friday Fundamentals is how to find deals. We're going to look at different resources for finding deals. Now, when discussing how to find deals, we categorize the deals by how they are listed, either off-market or on-market. On-market deals mean the deal has been listed with the real estate agent or broker. The real estate agent or broker then shares that information through a database called the Multiple Listing Service, or MLS. Off-market deals are those that have not been formally listed with an agent, and rather are advertised by the seller themselves. There are benefits to both on- and off-market deals, so let's dive a bit deeper into each. With on-market deals, there is often much more information available, and you're typically working with a real estate agent who is legally required to operate within certain parameters. However, on-market deals are much easier to find for everyone, which creates some competition. There are many different sources where you can find listed properties. These include the likes of Zillow, Trulia, LoopNet, Realtor.com, etc. Off-market deals can be harder to find since there isn't one place where you can go to find these type of deals. Off-market properties can be found on Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace, newspaper classifieds, for sale by owner signs, etc. Now, these all are probably sources you've heard of, so let's look into more creative ways to find deals. The first creative strategy is searching for properties that have delinquent property taxes. These properties are often sold at an auction by the city or state municipality. Every city and state are different, so be sure to look into your specific market for more details on how these properties are sold. Properties that are in foreclosure or pre-foreclosure can also be great opportunities. These properties are often referred to as REO, or real estate owned by the lender. These properties can be found by the legal filings and are often searchable on sites like Zillow, Trulia, etc. Now, a subset of foreclosures include HUD homes. HUD is the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, and it pays government-insured loans, or FHA loans, when they are defaulted, and then resells the home on what is known as the HUD home store. All of these links will be in the show notes for your reference. But these are just some of the many ways you can find properties. So for those of you getting started and are having trouble finding properties on, say, the MLS, or don't know where to start, check out these resources and some of these strategies. I hope that helps you in your search for properties. If you have any questions or comments, or want to discuss one of these strategies in more depth, just let me know. Reach out to me. You can email me at info@jacobayers.com. Connect with me on Facebook at The Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom. I hope you're getting value out of this show. If you are, please let me know by leaving a rating and review. Till next week, signing off, I'm your host, Jacob Ayers.
You've been listening to the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom podcast, providing you actionable content to build your real estate empire. Nothing on this show should be considered specific, personal, or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, financial, or business professional for personal advice. The opinions of guests are their own. Information is not guaranteed. All investment strategies have a potential for profit or loss. The host is operating on behalf of the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom, LLC, exclusively.